Welcome to Car Free Conversations. This is a podcast where we talk about making the most of St. Pete without the use of a car. I'm Domenico.
And I'm Sumitra.
And with us today is Sheila Halley. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, nice to be here.
It's nice to have you on the show again. We've interviewed you in the past about some events that you were working on. But why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into all the great things that you're doing.
I'm a teacher, and I live in downtown St. Pete.
That's very to the point.
Very to the point. Yeah.
Some people give us long, very long answers. That's great. I love it.
Where do you teach and what do you teach?
I teach at Little Innovation Academy, and I'm a special ed teacher there. I'm their case manager for the special ed students.
Oh, that's great.
That's really cool.
How long have you been teaching?
Ooh, 16 years.
Oh, wow.
I'm not even on Pinellas County. So I was in Pinellas County for like 6 years. Then I moved to North Pinellas and taught in Pasco for 6 years. And then I've been back for like 6 years. So like, I don't know. It all adds up.
Do you teach is there a specific like grade range or age range you deal with? Or is
at
it...
my school, I've always been middle school and high school.
Oh, okay.
My school right now is middle and high school. It's a special school for at-risk students. Mm. They have to basically be failing their regular school to be referred to us. So basically, they're behind on credits, and they're counseled, and they go, maybe Lilman's better for you.
Oh.
And then they come here, and a lot of times we turn these kids around, and we provide smaller groups settings for them, and just more focus on them, individualized instructions, and they thrive. They can graduate. So many of them wouldn't have graduated without our program.
That's really cool that Pinellas County Schools recognize that some students need that specifically, right? Not everybody can't fit into the cookie cutter mold.
Exactly.
So that's really cool.
Yeah. And you're excited to go back to school.
I see my students, see how their summer was, of course. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Well, cool. Well, why don't you tell us now a little bit about how you got involved with Car Free St. Pete?
I got involved. I saw that this was like a while ago. When I first moved downtown, I was loving the fact that I could bike, walk everywhere. And then I saw there's a club I could join. That is exactly how I'm feeling right now about loving my life and living in downtown and walking everywhere and biking everywhere. And I wanted to help improve that, the safety of walking places and taking public transit and taking the Sunrunner and all that, the fun stuff.
I love that you called it a club.
In the beginning, it was like kind of like my club. It was like a club for me. And then it became way more.
I mean, when you think about the clubs that you were in high school, they had purpose and community.
It feels so glamorous.
It does.
To be a part of a club. What have you been doing with Car Free St. Pete, like, since you have joined?
Oh, so eventually I joined their committee and started volunteering for that. And basically, we just are good at raising awareness about wearing your helmet. We do helmet fittings and taking the public buses. You know, you don't have to use your car all the time and things like that. And so, yeah, I'm going to be now the events coordinator for Connect Pinellas, which is our new organization, the nonprofit.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, it's very exciting because now we're going to have a nonprofit aspect to this organization that's evolved from St. Pete to throughout Pinellas County, which is expanding. And now we can help other people get to safer commute, safer transportation and things like that.
And can you tell us about your role with Connect Pinellas?
Yeah, the events coordinator. I'll be helping planning events to raise money for our nonprofit and raise awareness for what we do.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Very cool. What are you most excited about with Connect Pinellas that, you know, is new for you, different than what Car Free St. Pete was accomplishing?
I think the way I see it is you're connecting more people, you know, to get around in our county and beyond. Like, we also promote going to use the ferry to go to Tampa. Right. And just it's this connection where you can go places, you can find out, oh, maybe I can take the trolley instead. Maybe I can take maybe I can run an e-bike and getting that. And limiting the barriers. So right now you can think, well, you know, I don't think I want to go there. Like, that's a, you know, a 6-lane highway I'd have to cross, you know, and then promoting like safer ways to get to get there too.
And for the whole county, I guess that's
the biggest
for you.
Thing.
What are some of the events that you're looking forward to organizing?
We have talked about different things. One, like a little bar crawl, we can walk around or rent bikes and go around town and support local businesses as well.
And having lived in Northern Pinellas, and now living in downtown St. Pete? What's like one of the biggest differences that you see?
The walkability, the bikeability. That was the biggest move for me. I was like, oh my God, I don't have to use my car at all. Like on the weekends, especially, you know? Yeah, it's such a different lifestyle, I would say, too.
Were you in Tarpon Springs? Or?
I was in Palm Harbor. Oh, Palm Harbor, you can walk to the pool without getting in your car.
And apparently they have a little downtown now.
Thank you. But it wasn't walkable for me. Like I was even living 10 minutes from downtown, it wasn't safe sidewalks and that's what I would think, you know. I feel like here in St. Pete you have these big sidewalks. You can even share it with a bike and you'd still feel safe, you know,
Right, yeah. Yeah.
We don't have as much heavy traffic by the downtown. Even in Tampa, they have some big, have vast traffic going by where people are walking. And I'm that's so unsafe.
It is. As someone who walks everywhere myself, think that speed of the cars is the scariest thing. When I'm trying to cross the street and there's cars going 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'm that's so scary, so dangerous. And it's super unpleasant, too, because it's they're louder if they're going faster. So, yeah, I know that, I think some people want roads to be faster and faster and faster, but I'm now at the point in my life where I want the roads to be slower.
Same, yeah.
Just for safety.
I had a show at the Lipa Ratner Museum in Tarpon Springs, a couple of months ago. And so I did, that commute from St. Pete to Tarpon Springs really often. And I remember I was on 19... waiting to turn to get to the museum, and the cars were just zipping by me in the other lanes, and my whole car was shaking.
Yes.
I hate from that.
And I was people go so fast at 19.
And I was just waiting. I was just okay, I guess I just have to wait until this light turns.
That part of US 19 used to be one of the most dangerous stretches of road in the country, I think. That's and they've made some changes that I think help.
Yeah.
I think what they've done is they treat it more like a highway now, which is what it is.
Right.
Yes, they've blocked off the whole thing of where you can't make a left turn into a business anymore.
Yeah.
Several miles of US 19.
It's so much road.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
Alt 19, we still have alternatives in 19.
Alt 19 is cute.
Such was a safer way to go. Let's go Alt 19 and try and go around.
The stuff that you see along Alt 19 is so much more interesting.
Oh, it actually goes through towns.
Whereas US 19 is this anomaly where it's so weird. it almost feels like you're watching some sort of looped cartoon where the same businesses appear on the left and right sides every 10 minutes or so. You know, there's
the same McDonald's.
Then you go another 10, 20 minutes and it's McDonald's. It's very surreal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's also wild because Booker Creek Preserve is also in Tarpon Springs, and it's such a pristine, this huge land untouched by development.
Really?
And it is so beautiful. But to get to it, you have to go through 19, and it's just wild.
Yeah. We're 98% developed, Pinellas County, so there's only 2% parks.
We are the densest county
in
Florida.
Is that just because we have politicians that are build, we don't care about the parks, turn the parks down.
I think it's because we're surrounded by water on three sides.
Everyone loves to see water.
There's not a whole lot to go in terms of development. We're trapped.
Unless we start filling, please don't.
No, don't do that.
The way we are going to develop is just growing up. We have several record-breaking skyscrapers are basically in downtown St. Pete now. We're going to keep developing, just going to be in the sky.
Well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about with Connect Pinellas that you're really excited about?
I'm very excited for this organization. We have a lot of things planned. Follow us on Instagram. Look at our website for all upcoming events and donate to us now. Please.
How can people get to the website and find all the things? All right. Well, there you have it. It was wonderful having you on the show. Any last words to the public?
Join us for events and come volunteer for us too.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks
for coming on the program, Sheila.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Car Free Conversations on Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg.